All right. She is beautiful. She is talented. And she is here. Put your hands together for Layla Ali. How
Hi,
are you?
Hello.
You're beautiful.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're
doing
wonderful.
Good. How are
wonderful.
You?
You're very good. Pretty. You're very pretty.
Thank
you really are.
Thank you. Thank you. And you're a handsome man.
Thank you. Well, no, you were, do you made
apparently she's punch drunk. Yes, apparently.
No, you can't get that from watching your father fight. Stop it. That's ridiculous. you're beautiful and athletic and still very feminine and cool. And like I see, like you, Curtis, right? Is your, right?
Curtis, my husband. Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
From USC Fight On. A striking couple with beautiful kids. My kids are ugly. But
thank you. Don't say that.
He says it all the time.
They know it's true. You know what? Your kids are so pretty. I'll put them in my wallet instead of mine. So
you need to stop it. Stop it.
What is it like to be the child of the most famous man in the world? What is that? Is that that's got
to
be different?
You know what? You know what? I don't know anything different, but I would have to say it feels amazing because I feel truly blessed. Not only as just an individual, along with the rest of you, to witness him and be a part of his lifetime, but just to have that same DNA running through my blood, oh, I feel really, really special. Yeah, but that's not enough. I mean, I have to do my own thing. You know, he led the way and he started it, but it's like, you know, I take that really seriously. So now at this point, of course, we're going to carry on, you know, his legacy. So, but there'll never be another Muhammad Ali.
No.
So I'm love my dad. I keep him on the highest pedestal.
How could you not?
In my mind. In my heart. So.
What would your father think of what's going on right now in these times? Like when it was so funny because everybody was praising a Muslim when he passed, and then right after that, they were trying to kick them all out. So it was just
crazy.
It seemed so hypocritical. What would he think right now?
I think I never liked to speak for my father, but I would say he would be very disappointed. I mean, he was disappointed about the way things were going before he passed. You know, and. You know, it feels like we've taken so many steps back, and I feel like we are, like, at war right now, just with morally, you know, spiritually, all these different things. And it's like you wake up, and you never know what's going to happen the next day, and you try to, you know, you don't want to get jaded and get to the point where it just becomes the norm, but at the same time, you don't want to let things keep chipping away at your spirit. So how do you stay tuned in, but stay tuned out, find that balance, try to explain things to our kids? You know, we got so many extra layers now that we got to deal with.
It's difficult because now you're a mother, you set your own path, you've been an athlete, now you're an author. So your children have seen a lot of facets of you. Which one do you think, because what did you get from your father that made you be able to know that you can navigate so many extremes like that?
Well, you know what, I think that just the idea, my mother as well. I mean, my mother... Uh-huh. More so, he was there and was home more so than my father. He was traveling the world, being Muhammad Ali, you know, doing what he does. But I always felt like I could do anything that I wanted to do. There was no limits on me. And that was just something I expected. So I just felt like, and I still feel like, I just have to decide what it is that I want to do first, and then find the passion and make sure that, you know, you have to be passionate about it. That's something that I think is definitely something that my parents fostered in me, and also just living by example. And I just, same thing to my kids. My kids know that I was a boxer. Now they know I host, you know, I'm currently hosting Homemade Simple on Oprah's network on OWN. It comes on every Saturday. You know, I got to plug that. And they're just like, wow, mom, you know, they're like, wow. And you cook and you got a cookbook coming out, and they understand hard work and they see it paying off. So even at a young age, you know, so, you know, because your kids are like, no, I don't want you to leave 10. You know, mom, we got to pay for food. We got to keep the lights on, you know, it's like finding balance, but them understanding I do what I do. So, and my dad did the same for us.
The cookbook. What is it? Was the name of it one more time, sweetie?
The cookbook is called Food for Life. It's available anywhere books are sold. Let me know how you feel about it. You know, reach out to me on social media at The Real Layla Ali on Instagram or Twitter, or, you know, through my Facebook page.
You're a Renaissance woman. You're cooking,
I am,
you're boxing, you're raising kids, and Martha Stewart with a left hook. That's spectacular. There she is. One of the greatest out. Please put your hands together, Layla Ali.
Thanks,
you,
Layla.
Thank
you so much.
Thank
Take
you,
care,
baby.
Guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
The DL Hughley Show.com. Log on today.